Welcome to Blue Talks.
Hola, hello. I'm so excited to be in Cambridge. This has started out to be a little bit of an adventure getting here, and more has revealed itself for unfolding of, you know, why I'm here and how I'm here. And it feels like coming home. So for those of you that are new to this space, you might feel that connection as well. So we're going to chat about the soul. Oh my goodness, the soul. But before we start, I like to do experiences and inner journeys beyond just being the talking head or the moving body. So this is an invitation to really bring yourself into the space of receptivity within the heart, to have an open heart and an open mind. So I invite you, if you feel comfortable to place hands over the heart and just really feeling that connection as you connect into the heart, and taking a deep breath in through the heart. So to open and expand this capacity to receive on all levels for the greatest and highest good for yourself, for all involved. And remembering that so much wisdom is within you. So taking another breath in through the heart and exhaling through the heart. Welcoming you here in this now moment. Open mind, open heart, and thank you for playing with me. So this has been a bit of a journey. As I mentioned, even getting here, I went on a spiritual pilgrimage that magically appeared prior to already being booked to come to Cambridge. And it was a reminder that we are always being guided, whether we're aware of it or not. It's like these coincidences could happen, or synchronicities, and you're like, that was strange. How did that happen? Oh my goodness. And then magical experiences unfold. And sometimes it can feel conflicting if we're in this world, and welcome to being human. There's going to be challenges, there's going to be obstacles, and it can feel conflicting. You know, it could feel like, well, Am I really supported? Can I trust my decisions? Can I trust where I'm being guided? Yes. Oh my gosh. All roads lead to you. And yes. So even an invitation to think about, even for some of you coming here, you might have been pulled or drawn to come here and not necessarily know why, you know. So an invitation to reflect on different situations in your life where you're like, I'm feeling pulled. I'm feeling drawn. I'm going to answer the call of my heart, of my spirit, of my soul. And even for those instances, you know, sometimes trial and error. Trial and error is a funny situation, because sometimes we could be pulled or drawn to things, and then it's like, no. That's not practical. No. That doesn't make sense. And then you're like, you know. And there might be regrets. Can I say I'm an advocate of living regret-free? You know, it's been messy, it's been wild, it's been a lot of things, but no regrets. And I would prefer to live, to learn, to experience that way. So what I do, and the realm in which I work in, is very soul-guided and soul-based. I grew up very connected into, you know, realms or experiences that not everybody has or is aware of. And it's really hard to create a language around that of like, I'm seeing this or I'm feeling this, when not everybody can see it and feel it. And it is what it is. It was a bit of a challenge to grow up and to experience that. And as time went on, I started to accept that, okay, so I'm going to see things, I'm going to feel things. Some people might think I'm crazy. That's okay. I'll be crazy, you know, quote unquote crazy. But I'm going to trust. And the more that I've come into the space of acceptance, this word is so hard. Oh, surrender. Oh, gosh, surrendering and allowing. Things have really unfolded. Things have unfolded in the most miraculous ways, and I'm so grateful. And so within that, it's been such a wonderful journey to be able to share experiences and to be able to share the power that we have within us as divine beings and as souls. And so a lot of my world really opened up when I was working with the Akashic Records. This is my jam. This is like the realm that I'm so happy to be in and share with other people. And you might be thinking, Akashic what? What did she say? Akashic Records. Yes, yes, yes. So this could be, we'll kind of like break it down into human, you know, like what, how do humans understand things? We like boxes. I like to be free from boxes, but boxes and labels help to compartmentalize things. So Akashic Records could best be described as a library or a repertoire for all of your soul's experiences. And when we're saying all of your soul's experiences, everything that has happened to you, like as a soul, everything that has happened to you, everything that is happening, and everything that will happen is stored, we'll say, is stored within this repertoire of your soul's experiences. And it's kind of fascinating because when I'm saying library, it's not really a library. It's not a physical place where you go to retrieve books for your soul, but it is more of a, gonna go out there, it's more of a dimensional space where you're able to bring your consciousness, where you're able to expand your consciousness to connect into this field of all that is, all of creation, of you, of your soul, of all beings. And what I've found time and time again through that journey of working within the records is you start to see yourself more clearly. So you see yourself beyond the physical, beyond everything connected to that, but who you are in your essence. And who you are right now is so important. Oh my gosh, like your soul chose you. That's the amazing thing. Your soul chose to be you. So who you are now is important, because how are you bringing your unique vibration? How are you bringing your gifts, your voice? There's so many beautiful souls in here that are really here to share the power of their voice, and I feel grateful and honored to be among you. And so when you do see yourself beyond you now, you start to, it's almost like grabbing different pieces of time segments. So you're actually able to access and connect who you are as a soul. So when we do that, we understand, oh, okay, so this is why I'm here. Oh, this makes sense of why I might have these specific ways of thinking, ways of being, gifts, talents, abilities. Because as a soul, we carry this in our, we'll call it cellular makeup, so to speak. So you could start to access different, just gonna say all the things, different timelines, you know, different timelines that are connected to you and those within your world, within your family, within, you know, all these different interactions that you have. And so I do wanna say, we all have the ability to tap into this field. We all have the ability to really uncover or rediscover who we are as a soul. It's not, you know, being a monk sitting for hours and hours meditating. It could be, but like they did that for us, so we don't have to do that. Thank you to them. But we do all have access to it. And for me, I found in general with communicating with my with my higher self, my divine being, the path of the heart is what's made it most fluid. And so even when we started, it's like, okay, let's connect into our hearts. Let's breathe into our hearts. Let's be in this space. Because as I'm sure you all are aware, the world that we're in, and I love Gaia, I love where we are. However, it's very here. We're in the mind a lot. We have to do the things. Oh my, we have to pay the bills. We've got to do this. We've got to, all of the stuff within the mind. And as beautiful as this is, we need it. Like for real, if you're going to drive an Uber or a car, you know, you need your mind to function and navigate. But at the same time, it almost feels like there's a disconnect from the mind and the heart. And so when we make more conscious choices to go within the heart, and please know there are many different ways that you can access the wisdom of your soul. There is not just one way. So just to clarify that. However, if you do make these opportunities to go within the heart and to allow sometimes the noise, the confusion, whatever the mind can create, because we have great imaginations. And when you go into the heart, you might feel differently about certain situations. We're going to play with this. I love to play, okay? So we're all going to play. But you might feel differently about certain situations. So this is where we get to play with the mind, with the heart, with the magic. Invitation to, for those of you, if you've been questioning something or if you have like a decision, you're like, A or B? I don't know. A or B? I don't know. Let's play. So let's go on an inner journey to the heart. You can have eyes closed and once again, hands on the heart or not. It's just bringing your focus internally into the heart space. And for those of you, yeah, if there is a definite, I've got this choice of A, I have this choice of B, I have no clue what I'm doing, what am I doing, what am I doing? Invitation to bring choice A into the heart space. So whatever that is for you, if it's career, if it's relationship, if it's projects, there's no right or wrong. This is the beauty. There is no right or wrong. It's you, it's all you. So bringing that option or that choice A into the heart space of this decision or this choice. And once again, breathing in through the heart and out through the heart. And starting to observe yourself within the heart. What are the thoughts, the feelings? And not overthinking, not judging, not critiquing or analyzing. Being very raw and real with yourself in this moment as you connect with that choice of option A. And just becoming aware of what that feels like in your physical body. What that feels like in the mind, in the heart, all of it. And taking a deep breath in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And clearing that from the body, from the mind, from the heart. Taking a deep breath in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And now inviting into the heart this other choice, road B, option B, whatever that is for you. There is no right or wrong. And taking a breath in through the heart and out through the heart. And once again, observing, being curious, What does this feel like for you? The second choice, the second option? Really tuning into how this feels within the heart, in the physical body. And observing yourself free from judgment, free from analyzing, allowing it to be what it is for you. And taking a breath in through the heart and out through the heart. And we're going to clear that option B from the body, from the mind, from the heart. And taking a deep breath in. And exhaling through the mouth. And having that inner reflection within the heart space, having this moment for yourself to be in the heart. And once again, that curiosity. We're kind of thinking of like, option A felt like this. This is how my body felt. This is how, you know, the mind, this is where the mind went with that option A. So reflecting. And then also looking at option B. Okay, so this is what that felt like. And for you, something to be curious about, knowing there is no right or wrong. Ah, yay, no right or wrong. Which one is your truth? Oh, yeah. We said truth. Your truth. If I could underline that and highlight that a million times, I would. Your truth. Not what you think it needs to be. Not what other people are telling you it needs to be. Not, you know, all of these other noises and distractions that are not your truth. What is your truth? And just to sit with that and hold that. And own that, free from attachment. Oh my God. Hi, human, the attachment stuff. Oh, lovingly releasing all attachments, needing to know this is my truth, or lovingly releasing all the attachment to how it's all gonna work. Because we can get the map and the guidance, your truth. Oh my gosh, your truth is the compass for that. However, when we, well, and that's the whole thing. However, when we're anchored in our truth and our authenticity, we don't need to know. We can have some avenues to get to where we want to be, to be who we want to be. But on this greater level beyond us, this greater level beyond us, you are supported. More than you know. Some of you know. Oh my God, yes. Some of you know. You know. However, allowing yourself to be in the space of trust, truth, and that word I used in the very beginning, which is like hard to say for me, surrender. So how does that feel as well to know that there's no right or wrong? There's no attachment. It's like you just get to be, you get to live, you get to do. No regrets. So I am thanking you all. We're going to close this space and this talk and really inviting you to reflect, you know, in those moments of, okay, so this is happening. What is my truth? I'm thinking this. What is my truth? They're telling me this. What is my truth? Because I've said this before, but all roads lead to you, boo. Like, you have all this wisdom within you. All right. So once again, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Yay, Cambridge. Yay, Blue Talks. Much love to you all. Mwah.